Welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. My name is Hank Eater, and I'm sitting in for Candy G, who's out on the road speaking and training. My friend Candy G is a radio talk show host, television personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. She's also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. She has a strong desire to effect real change, as she herself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. In this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. Candy G's principles are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the basis for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that is delivered. Candy G is dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Today's show, Sex, Health, and Family, is of special interest to the women in our audience, but all you men out there, please stick around, because we have a lot to share. Women wear many hats. They are mothers, wives, daughters, sisters, entrepreneurs, and so much more. Oftentimes, they themselves are the last ones they take care of, and generally only when they absolutely need to. Women seem to have a mindset that if they put their own needs above family and others, they are being selfish. Well, that mindset has to stop. The first step in regaining yourself is the Women's International Holistic Conference, July 13th at the Ritz-Carlton in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, mind you, this is not just another conference. This is a movement for better health, more wealth, and a happier life. Created by Dr. Elizabeth King, the Women's International Holistic Conference is bringing 300 professional women together to break all of the rules. The program will feature dynamic speakers with expertise on subjects that really matter to women and men, such as health and wellness, business, finances, sex, relationships, and family and spirituality. Our very own Candy G will be there as one of the keynote speakers. If you've never had the opportunity to hear Candy G, don't miss her at the Women's International Holistic Conference. Candy G has a unique ability. She makes each member of the audience feel as if she's speaking directly to their own hearts. So make your reservation today to hear Candy G and a roster of other dynamic, inspiring women. Just log on to womensinternationalholisticconference.com. This week on Nothing But Good News Radio, we're sharing the air with two strong, passionate women who have dedicated their lives to healing, happiness, and living. Both of these women will be speakers at the upcoming conference, so what you hear today is just a taste of what they'll be sharing. Our first guest today is Dr. Sungia, best known as America's sex educator. She teaches women and men how to improve their sex lives for happier, more fulfilling relationships. Face it, sex is like the elephant in the room. No one talks about it, and America suffers more sex problems than most developed nations. Good sex improves relationships and helps couples stay together. Long-lasting, fulfilling relationships are linked to better health, more happiness, increased wealth, and reduced risk for sex problems. Who wouldn't want all that good stuff? Well, welcome, Dr. Sungia, to Candy G's Nothing But Good News Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. having me, Hank. And I do just want to correct you on my name. It's actually Dr. Sanjaya, S-O-N-J-I-A.
Oh, right. Dr. Sanjaya.
It's so funny. Everyone makes that mistake, so don't feel bad.
All right. Well, thank you.
Sure. How are you?
I'm great.
Great. I'm wonderful as well.
You know, we're all familiar with Dr. Ruth and some of the things that she's done.
Mm-hmm.
How is your role as America's sex educator similar or different to that of Dr. Ruth?
I've been described as sort of a combination, which is quite flattering, of Dr. Ruth, Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City, and Oprah Winfrey. So that's quite a flattering description. But I think that Dr. Ruth was definitely a pioneer. She's my shero. And now society's ready to have a sex educator who actually represents a modern perspective and is willing to talk to all couples or all people, whether or not they're married, regardless of their sexual preferences or their styles. And also, I think it's important for people to have someone to speak to who seems like they're having sex. And I don't think anyone ever felt that way about Dr. Ruth.
Yeah, I think that maybe she was sharing something that was maybe from the past. So you're definitely sharing something that's part of the present.
Right, right. Well, it's not necessarily right about me. It's really about helping everyone. And I think that, you know, sex is a very important part of our health. Whether or not we're doing it is something that all of us have to consider during our lives. And we also have to, you know, we have to put a lot of consideration into why we are doing it and why we're not doing it. And it definitely has a direct, I would say, arguably, other than food and water and sleep, sex is probably the most important health behavior tied into long-term happiness and health.
Well, that's certainly right up there with the best of them. And there's a joke that as far as how many times a day people think of sex, you know, you usually think of the men have sex on their mind all day long, but what can you say about the women?
Unfortunately, I meet a lot of women who are trying to avoid sex all day long. A lot of married, that's one of the most common complaints of married couples, is that women don't want to have sex anymore. And it's not that women aren't thinking about it. I've actually recently spoke to a woman who was like, I think with someone new it would be different, but I'm not going to leave my husband. So we all want to have that falling in love feeling, and I actually believe that it's possible to have it. It's just like a job or a career. We all work hard. If we want a career, we work hard. We set goals. We go to meetings. We get educated. We get trained, and hopefully one day we end up with a really fulfilling and rewarding career. And some people decide that they don't want a career and they end up in a lot of different jobs that they really don't find fulfillment in. And I think relationships are very similar in that respect. You put in the time, you put in the work, you put in the effort, you can have a glorious, fulfilling, wonderful relationship, or you cannot do it and you can go from one relationship to the next and they won't be fulfilling. So I like that analogy seems to work well with men, but I do think women want great sex, and it's a difficult thing to talk about comfortably and fun. And my goal is to make it easier for people to have fun, informed, and enlightening conversations and experiences that lead to more satisfaction in the bedroom. Couples don't break up. You never hear about anyone saying, oh, we're having great sex, we're in a great relationship, and now we're going to break up. Or, you know, and I work on a lot of sex problems. I'm also a professor in family medicine at the University of Miami, where I work on sex problems all day. And none of my patients have ever said, I'm in a great relationship and I was having great sex and now I'm here in front of you with HIV. That just doesn't happen.
Right. So it's usually because they're having all kinds of other issues. You know, we have to go to break. So when we come back, I'd like to talk about some of the ways that people who are having these issues can improve that.
Of course.
So we'll be back in just a moment with Candy G's Nothing But Good News Radio.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
We're back with Dr. Sanjaya on Candy G's Nothing But Good News Radio. Before we talk to Dr. Sanjaya, I would like to share something that I find very exciting. I vision my life as now boarding, and we expect it to take the world by storm. I vision my life as Candy G's cutting-edge, affordable new membership site, where the tools to build the life of your dreams are right at your fingertips. Videos, podcasts, articles, weekly coaching calls with Candy G and special guests, vision boards, and an online community of like-minded achievers. We call it social media for visionaries. Join now and get a special gift from Candy G. Go to ivisionmylife.com to join today. ivisionmylife.com. Take charge of your vision. Okay, Dr. Sanjaya.
Yes.
We were talking about how people have some of these problems where the women, you have a lot of people who come to you and the women seem to be trying to avoid sex. Why do you suppose that is, and what are some of the ways that couples can begin to break through that?
Well, I think in many cases, people just don't understand each other. They don't have the tools that are needed to communicate their desires and their perspectives. And what I would recommend is to read my book. I recently published a book, Sex in South Beach, which was a bestseller. It was a number 8 bestseller on the same day it was released. And it was also just a whole TV series featured my book on June 19th. And there were couples on the television series who were as young as 20 to as old as 75 years old who are reading my book to improve their satisfaction within their relationship. And that's really why I wrote the book, is so people did have a handy tool that could make the process fun. And the most rewarding feedback I've received has been from couples that have been together for a long time, telling me that it really helped them revamp their relationship, and it helped them learn new things about their partners that they never knew before, and that they also had a lot of fun. And that's very, very important.
So your book is like a how-to manual on how to begin to communicate.
No, not necessarily. It is. It combines human experiences with humor and science. I am a scientist, and it combines all of these things together. I think Dr. Ruth was very good at presenting science and presenting some of her patient experiences, and I think what made Sex in the City so popular was the human experience that was presented in there. And so my book sort of combines the humor and the science and talks to you about, I mean, there's so many different aspects of sex, and really, just like Candy G's mission is to help people fulfill their potential, and she does it in so many ways. Really, my mission is to help people focus more on sexual pleasure, not sexual problems. And I think that it's a very, 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 there's a very large gap in our society. There's no easy way to discuss it. There's not a lot of role models. Unfortunately, we live in a society where the only way we talk about sex is like girls gone wild or in a terrible situation such as rape. Those are really the only instances where we hear about it. And it's time that we had some educated and informed and easy, lighthearted. I like to compare sex to ice cream. There is, you know, sex doesn't have to always be so serious. And women avoid it because they don't know how to communicate with their partner what they want. And oftentimes, I think that women feel that their partner doesn't care what they want. And it's most of my emails are actually from men who are trying to learn new ways to please their partner. And that's really refreshing because men do get a bad rap in relationships. And I think the modern man, he does. I mean, any sort of successful individual these days, they have to be able to, you know, have feminine and masculine characteristics to survive. And I think that men have been socialized to really be in tune. And they are trying to be better in relationships and to please their partner. And somehow women haven't gotten that message yet. But it's getting there.
So maybe they're not communicating their needs so much to their partners.
Exactly. Oftentimes I interview couples separately, and I find out they want the same thing, but they haven't even told each other. And sometimes couples, you know, someone might want something and they've been harboring this inside or repressing it for a decade because they think their partner might not accept them. And if they discuss that with them, and that's, you know, no one wants to be, we were in relationships for support, not to be alone with our thoughts and our desires. So, you know, I also founded the School for Sensual Satisfaction, which is really just promoting sensual satisfaction among adults. If you're going to be having sex, you might as well enjoy it. And more than 70% of women are actually not enjoying intercourse. Some studies show the statistic is as high as 75% of women are not enjoying intercourse at all, and that's a terrible statistic, and we've got to work on that.
How much of that do you think has to do with some of the Puritan attitudes that have been passed down to us here in America?
Oh, I think tons of it has to do with that. I don't know if you know the history of the vibrator, but there used to be an actual diagnosis called female hysteria. And that's when women got moody and they were considered hysterical. And they would go to the doctor's office and the doctor would actually penetrate them with their fingers until they reached an orgasm, and then their hysteria would be cured, and then they could go home. And eventually, an English physician developed the vibrator as a medical device. It was originally developed as a medical device and only used in the doctor's offices. And then it began being carried in, like, Sears Roebuck was one of the first retailers. Sears and what is not Walgreens, but Woolworth. Woolworth was also a retailer. Right next to the vacuums, you could find in the ads a picture of a vibrator. So it was really considered a medical need. And I still think sex is a medical need. It is a health issue. But I do think that our Puritan attitudes have definitely, you know, we shouldn't have as many sex problems as third world countries without the education and the resources. And it's very unfortunate that we do. Miami-Dade has the number one case of new HIV rates, and Broward County is number two in the nation. And both of these are modern, you know, modern counties with tons of educational and scientific resources, and it just shouldn't be that way.
So this is basically a lack of education is what's causing this, a lack of awareness. You know, you mentioned the idea of hysteria, and I remember reading about a week ago that there's a movie out there in the theater now called Hysteria, which is about this very thing that you were speaking about.
Yes, a few people have told me about that, which I find that delightful.
Well, I saw it got something like a 4.5-star review, so maybe we'll have to go see it sometime soon.
Awesome. We definitely should go see it. And it just shows also when you're talking about Puritan attitudes that a woman's need for sexual pleasure or sexual satisfaction was actually considered a medical condition that required a physician intervention. So that's part, you know, it shouldn't be that way. And we have that whole whore Madonna complex. A woman who wants to discuss or wants to be sexual is somehow portrayed very differently from a man who wants to be sexual. And that's no longer, you know, women are now, we're getting married much later. It would be unrealistic to think that all women would remain virgins until they got married, and yet it's still not discussed. It's very, very funny. 40-year-old women just getting married have never told their fathers. Their fathers think that they're still virgins.
Well, that's definitely the result, I think, of a long, long period of conditioning that, you know, has been with them for, they were just brought up that way.
Right.
What are some ways that couples can learn to make sex more fun, do you think?
Well, when I work with couples, it's really, I mean, and I am, of course, promoting my book, but that's the whole reason I wrote my book and I teach and we have the classes. It's not necessarily so people read a book or so that they go to a class, but it's so that they pay attention. So if you can get a couple to do something together to pay attention, that can inspire some dialogue. You would be very surprised, but unfortunately, Hank, there's not a lot of resources out there to do that. I don't know of any other resources, especially locally, other than, you know, my book and my classes. I used to recommend that couples watch a movie together about a relationship, and just about a relationship and the discuss things, and a funny relationship. And even just walking into a store that might sell intimate products, just for discussion purposes. And at first, people giggle, and it seems a little embarrassing. But if people can't even explore together in a way like that, it's going to be very difficult sometimes people have been married for years and haven't achieved pleasure yet. And that's another thing that I believe. I believe that all people can achieve pleasure together if they're committed to that.
Right. Well, in just a moment, maybe you'll tell us about what you'll be sharing at the Women's International Holistic Conference. Well, tell us that, and then we'll come back again after break. But tell us very quickly what you might be sharing at this conference.
I'm going to be on a panel, and the panel, I believe, is Sex, Family, and the Law. That's all I talk about is sex. And I think sex is obviously a very important part of our families. And one of my theories is called cake and ice cream. And that's really what I think I'll be focusing on at the conference. And cake and ice cream just talks about, I think that the delegating women as feminine and men as masculine is outdated, and no one's addressed that. Somehow, a lot of people think relationships don't work because women have become too masculine, men have become too feminine, and no one knows their role anymore. Women are working. You know, everything is so confusing. So I offer the analogy of cake and ice cream. In every situation, someone's got to be solid, and the other has to sort of melt around that, and they have to, and as they do, the solid will absorb their flavors, but those are two very distinct flavors, and one is more flexible. And I think that those roles change. So in every situation, someone's cake and someone's ice cream.
Right, and they're both very needed.
Right, and then they can change from man to woman. Sometimes the woman has to be cake because she has to plan the vacation. Her man just might not do it, but maybe when she's on vacation, she's ice cream the whole time, and the man decides where they're going to eat. He takes care of everything. He pays the bill.
Okay, you know, we have to go to break. When we come back, I'd like you to tell us how we can reach you, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Great.
Candy G's Nothing But Good News Radio.
Athletes are buzzing it. Cyclists are buzzing it. Nutritionists are buzzing it, too. Join the buzz at Eat Well Home Catering. The delicious, convenient, and affordable meals are protein, carb, and fat balanced for sustainable weight management, increased vitality, and excellent heart health. Call today 786-991-6602 or visit the web at eatwellhc.com for delivery from South Miami to Boca Raton. That's eatwellhc.com or call 786-991-6602. Discover how easy it is to eat well. Eat Well Home Catering, great for diabetics, too.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Well, we're back with Dr. Sanjaya on Candy G's Nothing But Good News Radio. I wish I had all afternoon to talk to you because this is certainly very interesting.
Oh, thanks, Hank.
But what I would like to find out from you before we go is, how can people get a hold of you?
Anyone can email me at Sanjaya, which is S-O-N-J-I-A, at drsanjaya.com, and that's drsonjia.com. And my website is also drsanjaya.com or sexinsouthbeach.com. And they'll actually, if you go to my website, they'll find a way to email me directly through the website as well. And also there's lots of useful information on my website. And that's another great way couples can start it. If they have a night at home, they can actually log onto the website and find games and tools to use for conversations and fun little love coupons and things of that nature.
Well, I've taken a look at your website, and I thought it was very, very interesting and very informative. Dr. Sanjaya, I really appreciate your being here with us today. And folks, if you'd like to hear more of Dr. Sanjaya, go out to the Women's International Holistic Conference.
Definitely. I can't wait. It's going to be a great conference teaching us how to be sexy, how to be wealthy, how to be healthy, and how to take care of ourselves with our lipstick on.
Well, thank you once again for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Hank. Take care.
You too.
Thank you.
Candy G has recently contributed to a fantastic series called the Financial Abundance Masterclass, and I think it's something you would really like. The Masterclass series brings together 20 of the world's top experts in finance and personal development, including Candy G, in an easy step-by-step learning method. There's a wealth of knowledge included in this series, from mastering the laws of attraction and creating financial abundance to practical business skills like entrepreneurship and making money online. The difference here is the information is presented in easy steps with real-life skills and exercises that you can start to implement right now. So check it out and take that next big step to living your dreams. Just visit BUDURL, like the word bud, budurl.com/masterclass series for more information. How would you like to have a really fun evening and support a great cause? The Women of the Roundtable Charitable Foundation are hosting their annual fashion show Thursday, July 12th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the Signature Grand in Davie, Florida. Our own Candy G will be the MC of this event, Green Couture, Designers for a Cause, showcasing Franovic Design's eco-friendly fall collection. The Women of the Round Table Charitable Foundation is a nonprofit organization that gives back to the community. Its main purpose is raising awareness of and assisting organizations in dire need of funding. This year, the beneficiary of the annual fashion show will be the Prestige Club, an organization that offers love, compassion, support, and assistance to families and children in need. At the present time, Prestige sponsors over 21 different nonprofit organizations in Broward County. Come and see the fabulous fall collection. Franovic Designs are one-of-a-kind wearable pieces of art made entirely of recycled organic materials. In addition to the fashion show, there will be a silent auction of an exclusive collection of very unique items. There also will be a raffle, open networking, a cash bar, and a delicious full-course meal. Andy G. believes in giving back to the community, and she finds the Women of the Roundtable is an excellent way to do just that. So come on out and enjoy this one-of-a-kind fashion show. Hear and meet Candy G. And do something special for the community. A great fashion show, networking, and a delicious dinner in support of a great cause. That's what I really call a win-win situation. Candy G. and the Women of the Roundtable look forward to seeing you there. Reserve your seat now for this amazing event. Call 954-704-0088 for tickets. That's 954-704-0088. Or go to their website, www.thewomenoftheroundtable.com. Our next guest is Yvonne Haas, who works at the International Holistic Center in South Florida. Yvonne has worked with many populations but found the most fulfillment in working with children and adolescents. She began her professional career working as an in-home therapist for at-risk children. Here she provided children and families with appropriate skills in order to foster a healthy family environment. Yvonne began an extensive career in working with domestic violence, both as a facilitator for the Batterers Intervention Program and as a therapist working with children exposed to family violence. Seeing the damage that is often caused by divorce, Yvonne then became a qualified parenting coordinator to support families through this difficult time. She's also a member of the Florida Adoption Council and provides home studies to families looking to expand their family through adoption. Welcome to the Candy G Show, Yvonne.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Did I say your name right, Yvonne Haas?
You did, perfect.
Very good. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do at the International Holistic Center?
Sure. At IHC, I am a licensed psychotherapist, and I work with families going through transition. I see a lot of couples who come in either prior to getting married, in the middle of their marriage, or even at the end of their marriage, you know, and help them work through some different transitions and some communication skills and sort of reinforcing them throughout their relationship. And I also work with children at the center. So I like to say that I work with children ages 4 to 104. So I do a lot of play therapy for some kids going through either traumas that they've experienced in their life or divorce counseling.
I see. You know, so many marriages these days end up in divorce, and it seems to me that children so often find themselves in the middle of a battle. What are the ways some divorced parents or divorcing parents can work to keep their kids out of the line of fire?
The biggest thing that parents can do is really remember that children are not messenger services. You know, so many kids come in and their biggest struggle, they have two main struggles. One is that the parent is not clear that the relationship is over. So the child keeps kind of hoping that the parents get back together, and then parents will say, oh, I don't know, maybe, even though they know that they're not planning on getting back together. So the one thing is really be very clear with your child. And I tell parents, you know, don't make the announcement until you know for sure that this is what you're doing. The other thing is really not to have your child be a messenger service. Kids come in all the time, and their biggest frustration with their parents going through a divorce is that one parent will say, can you please deliver this message to the other parent? And it's a very stressful moment for the child because oftentimes, they're not delivering good news to the other parent, so they don't want to be in that predicament.
You mean, so instead of taking the responsibility of calling the person and saying, this is what I need you to know, they're actually asking the children to do it for them?
Yes. From everything from, here's what I need you to know about what I'm doing in my schedule, to, here, give your mom or dad your child support check.
I see.
Yeah.
Which brings me to another issue. How children often blame themselves when parents get divorced. I've heard things like, if I hadn't been such a bad boy, Mommy and Daddy might still be together?
Yes.
How can parents help their children to know it's not their fault?
It's really more about reinforcing that message over and over with kids. And parents say, well, you know, I tell them at the very beginning, but I say to parents, well, how many times after that did you reinforce that? You know, and look for your child, especially children in the age bracket of 6 to 10, which is a very strong age for trying to take responsibility for a divorce. Look for their drastic changes in behavior. Sometimes kids will, you know, attempt to be better or to be, you know, really good, behaviorally speaking. And when you see that come up, you know, say, I would say to the child, well, you know, thank you for, you know, acting this way, but, you know, you really need to remember this has nothing to do with you. Kids need a lot of reinforcement. And parents get frustrated because they say, oh, but I told them once and then I told them twice. Well, they need to hear it more than that. And if you can get both parents to say it, it's very reinforcing to a child.
You mean try to get both parents on the same message to reinforce that message in as gentle and loving a way as they possibly can?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, how can divorced parents or divorcing parents learn to look past the anger and see the bigger picture?
Parents could really, if you start looking forward and into their own future, you know, if you're looking forward into the future, your ex-spouse is not with you when you're going through a divorce. So it tends to be much more positive of a view. So as opposed to we're sitting here and we're constantly just thinking about what's happened in the past, and a lot of people really get stuck there, I encourage people going through a divorce to really start thinking, well, what does my future look like? You know, do I get to be free of a marriage that had a lot of problems? Do I get to go, you know, maybe travel because my ex-partner didn't want to travel? Anything that you can think of where you start to build a positive view of where you want your life to be will help you let go of some of the anger of what's happened in the relationship.
So in other words, instead of looking back, figure out ways of looking forward.
Right. When you're driving a boat, hopefully you're not watching where you've been.
Right, unless you're driving steering a rowboat or rowing a rowboat where you have to go backwards. But
exactly.
At that speed, you can't really hurt anything, even if you do crash into it.
Exactly. But if you're driving a speedboat, which is more what I think of when I think of boats, you probably want to be looking forward.
Probably. And I think some of the divorces kind of run at a speed that's more like a speedboat than it is like a rowboat.
They do. And sometimes that's a good thing because it gets people to the end more quickly, you know, as opposed to couples who are letting it, you know, sort of dwindle on.
We'll be back in just a moment with Candy G's Nothing But Good News Radio.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Candy G.
Hi, this is Hank Eater back with you on Candy G's Nothing But Good News Radio. Have you ever wondered how successful women seem to have it all? It's because they have learned a valuable lesson. Coming up July 13th is an extraordinary one-day conference, the Women's International Holistic Conference. Suits, stilettos, and lipstick, the balancing act. Held at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in beautiful Fort Lauderdale, Candy G, Dr. Elizabeth King, and a host of other successful women will speak candidly about topics that really matter to women, from health to wealth, business, and even sex and relationships. Head over to Women's International Holistic Conference.com to get your ticket today. Well, Yvonne, we were talking a little while ago about ways to look past the anger and look towards the future. Mm-hmm. And are there ways that you can recommend that, are there any like methods, like little techniques that you recommend that when someone feels the anger coming or they feel themselves stuck in that loop of what the past was showing them, how they can break out of that and think more positively?
Sure. I tell a lot of my clients really to, at that moment when things are coming up for them and they're sort of in this negative cycle, to do a couple of things. You know, first, take really good care of yourself. Get out there and exercise and, you know, take yoga classes, learn to breathe deeply. And, you know, taking care of ourselves physically helps our mental state. I also tell them, involve yourself with your friends. Go out, you know, be around people who support you, who bring you up. Not to be around the friends who say to you, oh, well, you know, I told you you shouldn't have married that person. But to go out and really surround yourself with positive people who look, you know, who look to bring you up. You know, just taking some simple steps like that, making sure you're not drinking excessively, you know, because alcohol is a depressant. So to really do things to bring yourself up, do positive reading, you know, look for books, you know, The Power of Positive Thinking, you know, anything like that that has you focus on something more positive as opposed to, you know, sometimes reading horror stories of divorces. Read something that really changes your outlook. And, you know, also giving back. Get out and get involved in an activity that makes you feel good, where you might be giving back to somebody else, because it definitely takes away the focus and has you look at something that has a greater good. So, you know, a combination of those things will help us get out of that cycle. And then sometimes we just feel down, and to recognize, you know, it's okay to feel down. Divorce has a grieving process to it. And if we try to pretend that it doesn't, you know, it can actually do more damage. So to recognize that, you know what, so right now I don't feel really good, and it's okay to.
So you have to acknowledge what it is you're feeling and don't try to avoid or deny the feeling, mm-hmm. but then move through it and then move past it and then find some more constructive ways of moving forward.
Right, so just find some more constructive places to place your energy. But, you know, we wouldn't tell people to pretend like it didn't bother them that somebody that they loved and cared about passed away. You know, we would tell them, you know, to take moments to think about them or to remember that there were good times or to acknowledge that it's okay to be sad. Well, you know, many studies show that when we go through a divorce, we actually go through the same stages of grief that you go through if you lose somebody. So to say that we don't would be creating more damage.
I see. Well, in a sense, the losing is similar, except that it's not as final, because you'll probably, especially if you have children, you'll be speaking to this person again in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, you're
way,
not losing
though,
the person,
kind of
but
like
it's
like the death of someone that you really loved.
Right. It's more like the death of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the person. You know, for some people, they might not be so happy about it, but the person is still walking around. So you will have some type of relationship with them for the rest, at least for the rest of your child's life. So
right.
It is the
well,
death
you know,
of a relationship.
I had a couple in Miami that got divorced, and they managed to remained friends to the point that they always had an amicable relationship. And the two children were brought up in a loving situation with actually two different families that were mutually supportive of each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's probably the exception rather than the rule. Do you ever work with couples to devise a plan to help the family move into these areas?
I do. I am a qualified parenting coordinator, so I spend time working with families going through this process and really providing them a lot of education and tools that they can use. You know, and tools for every family are going to look different. You know, so they're not going to be cookie cutter for every family. So I spend time with them in this process for parent coordination, really giving them those skills. Now, the family you described might not be the norm, but it is a possibility. I mean, we do have families that function that way, and they do it very well, and they see it as, you know, so this didn't work out for us. You know, there's no reason to drag that out and especially involve our children in it.
Well, yeah. In a sense, then, the divorced parents can learn to become positive role models, because since they themselves are the first and foremost role models, especially to young children,
mm-hmm.
that they need some sort of way of making sure that they really do serve as positive role models. What kind of tools are available for them?
For the parents, or?
Are you there?
Sorry, I think we got a blip. I'm sorry, the tools for parents or for children?
Well, the tools for the parents so that they can actually continue to be positive role models for their children to help them through these kind of situations.
You know, in Florida, which is kind of nice, they do provide classes for parents going through the divorce process. And in fact, if you have children under the age of 18, you are required to take the class prior to a divorce. In Dade and Palm Beach County, they have required courses for your children so that the children go through a course and get some understanding of divorce and, you know, their rights through a divorce. And they bring the parents and the children together. Other than that, we really have just, you know, people who are qualified in divorce counseling. Right now, too, they also offer a collaborative divorce process where parents don't litigate their divorce. Instead, they learn to work together, and it is a very powerful tool for them. They learn to work together and create two separate households. And they're really in charge of their divorce process. And we find that the more in charge people feel of their, or the more control they feel that they have over their divorce, the more likely they are to divide amicably. So there are a lot of resources out within the community for parents going through this process that would have them, you know, learn the skills that they can utilize in a relationship so that we don't have to spend... If you spent 10 years in a relationship fighting, you don't need to spend a minute more on the other side of it fighting.
I definitely agree with that. We'll be back in just a moment with Candy G's Nothing But Good News Radio.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
We're back on Candy G's Nothing But Good News Radio, and we're speaking to Yvonne Haas, who's going to be speaking at the upcoming Women's International Holistic Conference on July 13th. Yvonne, what other services do you offer to families? We've been talking a lot about divorce and some of the issues. Do you ever see happy families that are looking to become happier?
I do. I see a lot of families who are looking, you know, they've been married for a period of time, so they're looking to rebuild romance and communication in their relationship. And I also see families who are coming in who are expecting a child and would like some support with parenting and, you know, different things to expect. And families come in who are looking to adopt a child because I facilitate in that process as well.
So you give counseling to families about some of the things that they'll need to learn and know before the adoption process?
Yes, as well as I provide their home study. And you have to have a home study completed as you are going through the process of an adoption. So I meet with them in their home and complete a home study for them.
Oh, that's great. And then they have to take some kind of a test, is it?
No, they actually don't.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they complete a home study and they go through an extensive background research and all of that, and they have their fingerprints taken, but they also receive a lot of information on the adoption process and, you know, different things to expect depending on the type of adoption that they're planning to do. So I facilitate in that process.
Well, that's great, because for some couples, for whatever reason that they're adopting, some people obviously adopt because they couldn't have children of their own, and some people adopt because they realize that it's a really beautiful thing to do for somebody that needs them.
Exactly. Exactly. They come for all different reasons. The biggest reason I see is because they cannot have children of their own. But I have done a lot of home studies where they do have biological children, and they've just decided that this was something that they've always wanted to do. They were inspired somewhere along in their lives and now have decided that they're in a place to give back to somebody who needs.
Well, that's certainly a very generous and giving way to give back to the world, I think, is to take care of some young life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What is it that you'll be sharing at the Women's International Holistic Conference?
During the conference, we'll be spending a good deal of time talking about communication in relationships and, you know, different ways that couples can keep communication alive in their relationship. I mean, it's really the number one reason people come in for couples counseling is because they've simply stopped speaking to each other. And I don't mean like daily, you know, surface conversation. They still do that in the relationship, but they don't have what they would consider more meaningful conversations in the marriage. So we'll be spending a good deal of time on that.
You mean because they get so into their day-to-day lives that they don't leave room for the relationship?
Exactly, exactly. A lot of people say, you know, I find myself spending more time talking about things that really matter to me with my colleagues in the office. By the time I get home, I don't even think to speak to that person.
I think we're running out of time, and I'm sorry to do this to you, but would you tell us how to get in touch with you?
Sure. I'm available at the International Holistic Center, and our number is 954-903-9426.
This is Hank Eder saying thanks to our guests for joining us. Please come next week, and until then, remember to do something remarkable.